I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
On this episode of the Heat Check, March Madness is here. So while everyone's focus is on the college game, we're going to watch the NBA for you, including that epic Mavs versus Nuggets game that was right in the middle of other good college games. Good thing for that multi-view TV. Got to talk today about Jalen Brunson. Woo, we got a big question to ask about Jalen Brunson after another amazing performance for the New York Knicks. We got to be talking about the Rockets, the hottest team in the league right now. What? Sneaking up on the Warriors. And we get into some news from around the league. Anthony, it's a Sunday night. Monday morning for y'all. So let's get into it. Let's drop that motherfucker beat that should be beyond. Best regular season game so far outside of the Nuggets and the Celtics? Somewhat? I don't know. It's hard. I'm prisoner of the moment. We got to get into what I'm fired up about. While most Hoops fans' attention were squarely on the conference tournament on a Sunday, and then they were looking at the bracketology. They're filling out their bracket. They're paying Venmo to folks. The Intrepid podcast host had one eye firmly on the association as well. So before we get into the meat, there was some potatoes popping on a Sunday. And I'm not talking about Bam's game-winning three against Detroit. I'm not talking about Victor Wembanyama's 33-7-15-7 with seven blocks and an OT win against the Nets. Or Grady Dick and Anthony Black trading jerseys in an all-time photo op where Dick gets Black and Black gets Dick. Black Dick! I'm talking about the Mavs and the Nuggets. Balling out on national TV. Two of the players, best players in the world, Luka and Jokic, giving us a show. And Jamal Murray, cannot forget him. In a game that the Mavs had to win. They had to win it. They are firmly on the ropes. They threw everything at the Nuggets. Almost wasn't enough. Up 10 in the fourth, the Nuggets did that Nuggets thing. Decided that they wanted to win the game. And then, boom, poof, goes the Magic Dragon. Lead disappears fast. And with 45 seconds, the Nuggets had the clock advantage, two possessions to one, and the ball in a tie game. And we just all assume that's that. Jamal Murray puts him to bed. Jokic tucks him in. And that's all that she wrote. But somehow, some way, Jamal Murray figured out a way to create some space, was left all alone, and boom, three-point lead for the Nuggets. Came around the screen. Somebody just went, I forget who it was, maybe Kyrie Irving, went underneath the screen. That is a mistake. That is a mistake. But then Luka said, oh no, baby, hold my beer. Hit a 27-foot three to tie the game. Then the Nuggets had the possession with 24 seconds left. Worst that could happen, right, is OT for Denver. No, baby, that's not true. They took the time down to about 7 seconds. Murray shook loose, got himself an open 14-footer, missed off the back rim. Mavs got the rebound. 2.8 seconds left to go. They'll probably surely want to go to OT as well, right? Oh, what happened next? Just adds to the legend of one of the best offensive players in the NBA. Definitely the best skilled player in terms of all-around game that we've seen, maybe so far, in Kyrie Irving. Shakes off his defender, ducks around the screen, gets the ball near the free throw line, goes around Jokic, and then a hybrid baby hook with the left. Slap, splash, Game over. Mavericks win. And I was like, ridiculous. What a game. Very fun game for a Sunday matinee. Huge win for Dallas. They move into a tie with the sixth spot with the Kings. Ooh, it's getting ugly. Luka had 37, 9, and 3. Kyrie had 24 on an off night. Jokic had an off night shooting, but still put up 16, 11, and 7. Probably not a game that the Nuggets lose sleep over. They're still pushing for the one seed, but they're firmly in the driver's seat there. If they had to play the Mavs again in 2 days, I'm very confident that they would win again. They would win by 12 probably. But it's a reminder that these Mavs are dangerous, that these Mavs going up against anyone in a play-in tournament could somehow, some way, find their way into the 8th seed. And if they find their way into the 8th seed and they're playing against, I don't know, the OKC Thunder, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to play that game if I was the Thunder. The West is a gauntlet.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, moving on. We got to talk about Jalen Brunson after he's balled out the past two games for the Knicks. 42 against the Kings, followed by 45 against the Blazers. Obviously, that puts him in elite company as one of only four Knicks ever to have back-to-back 40-point games along with Melo, Patrick Ewing, and Bernard King. So it's sort of a similar segment to the Mavs, considering that Jalen Brunson is a former Mav. He's a bucket. And the 40-point games are actually more impressive when you look at the fact that, I don't know, the NBA came out and told us that they have tamped down and changed the rules or changed what the referees are looking at in terms of hunting fouls. And now we are down to scoring in the 1980s level in the last third of the season. And in that time where we're seeing 70-point games, 75, 80, Jalen Brunson is putting up 40. He's actually producing more than he was in the scoring heyday where guys are putting up 70 and 80 in a game. So doesn't it actually feel like along the way as competition has gotten tougher, the spotlight has gotten brighter, and the moment has gotten more important that Jalen Brunson has elevated his game as well? It does, right? It feels like that to me as well. So I was thinking about Jalen Brunson this morning, and I've got like a few thoughts and questions. Number one, like the number one thought and question is like, I think that what Mark Cuban and the Mavs did with Jalen Brunson's contract, when they could have had him for 4 years and $56 million and they turned it down twice, is maybe the worst fumble the bag moment in the NBA, like maybe ever, right? Like in the last 10 years in the NBA for sure, right? Is that not the biggest mistake that we've seen a front office make? Number two, like, why are we not talking about Jalen Brunson as an MVP? I mean, we talk about Shea, we talk about Luka, but like, let's get into the details on how impactful Jalen Brunson is for his team versus, say, how impactful, you know, Luka Doncic is, who is right now the second or the third MVP candidate, or how impactful, you know, Jalen Brunson is compared to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. And three, and this is probably the most, I don't know, like, controversial question. This is a doozy. Like, I feel scared even asking it on a podcast, but like, would you rather, is there any world where you would rather, if you're the Mavs, wish that you had built your team around Jalen Brunson, or you would have built your team, knowing what you know now, around Jalen Brunson, making $26 million a year versus building around Luka, who is set to make $73.4 million according to ESPN, where his Supermax in 2025 is 5 years and $367 million. Because let's be honest, these are questions we should be asking. Number one, like, we'll take them one at a time. We've already talked about Brunson's contract, but it bears repeating. Like, Cuban turning down paying Brunson $56 million for 4 years twice and then lying about it is malfeasance. It's maybe the reason he was forced to sell the team, honestly. Can you imagine this team with Luka and this version of Brunson on the Dallas Mavericks at the same time? A guy who can put up 40 and a guy who can put up 70? Now to the second question. Why the fuck is no one talking about Jalen Brunson as an MVP candidate? I think he may be more important to his team than any other player other than Nikola Jokic, including, like, maybe even including Nikola Jokic. If you look at his numbers, 28-4-6 on 48% from the field, 40% from three, and 85% from the free throw line. That is more points per game than six of the last 13 MVPs. But to me, where you get down to the nitty-gritty is the advanced metrics. Brunson has a win share of 8.5 on a usage rate of 31.4%. But the winning, of course, is what matters always. The Knicks are 24-6 in the last 30 games that Brunson has played, and they are 1-4 in the games that he has set. So with Brunson in the lineup, right now in the last third of the season where things are getting very competitive and every win is meaningful, everyone's humming, even with the injuries that the Knicks have sustained. That's the most important part. No OG Anunoby for many stretches of, like, the last 30 games. Where the fuck has Julius Randle been? Who knows? Where the fuck has Mitchell Robinson been? So even with this hodgepodge-ass roster, this team is damn near unbeatable with Jalen Brunson on the floor. And 1-4 in games that he has sat. So unbeatable with Jalen Brunson. And when Jalen Brunson's not on the floor, they are damn near the Charlotte Hornets. Legitimately. 20% winning percentage. So then you factor in how good he's been playing this late in the season when scoring is down by almost 25 points per game. How is he not being discussed as a legit MVP candidate? Shea's amazing. Shea's consistent. OKC, though, best team in the West. And they still have players, though, without Shea, like Chet, like Jalen Williams, that can get them wins. The Knicks right now simply do not have those guys. So is he not the most valuable dude on the team? Finally, though, and the part that I've been, like, tiptoeing around, philosophically, would you rather build a team around Brunson at his current contract versus Luka, who will be making 73 in his new contract when he is set to sign it in 18 months? It is not that crazy, honestly. And I think that this question will be asked sooner than later by others other than me. I think there will be legitimate media members that you watch on ESPN. They're going to be like, hey, are we sure that Brunson's not, like, that much of a drop-off from Luka? Like, how much of a drop-off is he, really? Brunson's 8.5 win share, right? And Luka has a win share of around 11. So follow me on the per dollar win, because that's like how Major League Baseball does it. So Brunson gets one win for his team. He contributes to one win himself for every $3 million he gets paid. Luka gets one win for his team every roughly $7 million that he gets paid, $6.68 million. Which means for the price, Brunson is more than twice as valuable and impactful at winning than Luka is. MLB has embraced this more than anybody else. I know NBA, it's a wild way of breaking down data. But this is a bellwether question for that sport. So how much money per win do you have to pay when you're comprising your roster? From this perspective, Brunson is a much more valuable player to winning than Luka is. Because you can't, it's not unlimited funds. You have a little like larder of money, a little bank account to play with. And when you spend $74 million on Luka, you know, you can't pay anyone fucking else. Anyone else. And then it's like, oh, we can't surround Luka with the right guys. This team fucking sucks. And they do suck, right? They do suck. But let's not act like $80 million to a dude doesn't hamstring a team. $26 million to a dude, much more flexible. And of course, that also means that Brunson's contract gives them $47 million of available money to sign other players on the free agent market or trade for. It's not as preposterous and icy as you might think. And honestly, it's not that preposterous if you take out the money. It's not that preposterous if you even take out the money. Like, you're getting 40 from Jalen Brunson. And there's no Jalen Brunson barking at the refs and not going down on the other side to play defense where your team is now playing 5-on-4. Brunson torched the Kings for 42-40-2 with four steals and a block on the heels of a 45-1-4 game with two stocks against the Blazers. In his last five, Jalen Brunson is averaging 33-5 with a 14.2 plus net rating. MVP numbers. This is what Coach Mike Brown had to say about Brunson after the game. Aside from Steph Curry, I don't know if we blitzed anyone as much as we did Jalen tonight. We tried to send two defenders at him all game, and he still scored 42. We sent the double team at him every single time, and he came off the pick and roll in the second half and probably half the time in the first half. He is one hell of a player. Excuse me, what? Except for Steph Curry, I don't know. Like, we don't see guys like Jalen Brunson. And let's be honest, the Kings have played the Mavericks. He was not talking about Luka that way. This is what Tibbs had to say. He is such a gifted shot maker. You almost come to expect what Jalen has done. It's every night, and it's big play after big play. Every time we need a big bucket, he comes up with it. Also, let's be real. Like, if Jalen Brunson was Luka's size, Jalen Brunson would be like the most unstoppable player we've ever seen. Jalen Brunson's like 6 foot even doing this. It's incredible. He's like, we talk about 1A's not being able to be like under 6 feet five in this league. Jalen Brunson might be breaking the mold. He might be like the new Isaiah Thomas in terms of being able to be a 1A on a championship roster. Sounds like MVP shit to me.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, a few quick hitters around the league, starting in H-Town. H-Town is leading our new segment. Here we go. Houston suffered a huge setback, as we know. We've been talking about Goon Squad. Alperen Şengün was lost for the season. Grade 3 ankle sprain. We pretty much wrote the Rockets out off like 7 days ago. They were in 11th place, staring straight down at a lottery pick. And then something interesting happened. Something that probably Alperen Şengün doubters are reveling in. The Rockets got scorching fucking hot, even without Şengün. They have now won 5 in a row. They have won 7 in their last 8. Oh my, Golden State, watch out. Lakers, oh no. They better watch their fucking backs, because the Rockets are 3.5 games out of the play-in right now, and the Lakers are on a 2-game skid. So why are they winning? One, Ime Udoka is just like the man at defense. The man. Ranked 2 in the NBA over the winning streak. Their offense is top 10. In other words, this is really good. Playing good enough offense to keep them in games, and then they're playing great defense down the stretch. And the second reason, Jabari Smith and Jalen Green, two players I would never think I would say, were contributing to winning basketball games. Jabari Smith quietly balling out, 15-9-2, 2.2 stocks per game. Green is averaging 21-4-3 since the All-Star game on 43-36-87% splits. The funny thing, though, the Rockets offered Jalen Green and 4 firsts for Mikal Bridges, who's averaging 17-4-4 since the All-Star break. Oh boy, Nets. I don't know if that offer's out there for you anymore, sir. Oh no. Here is how they've come down the stretch. This is what their upcoming games look like. If you're the Warrior fan listening or a Laker fan listening, listen closely to how easy this stretch is. They play the Wizards, Bulls, Jazz, Blazers, Thunder, tough one, Jazz, Mavericks, T-Wolves, Warriors, Heat, Mavericks, Magic, Jazz, Blazers, and Clippers. That means over half their remaining games are against lottery bottom dwellers. If they take care of business, they just might be looking at a play-in game and kickstart to what could be a hell of a year next year, and also break the hearts of a fan base and a team that's thinking about maybe making a deep run as a play-in team like the Lakers did last year. So, oh no, watch your back, Dubs, and watch your back, Lake Show. All right, moving on. It's not Friday, so this doesn't exactly qualify as Triss's crazy-ass stat of the week, but we've got to talk about Sam Hauser for a second. He did something last night that only 2 other players in the history of the NBA have done. In a blowout win over the Wizards, Hauser went absolutely bazooka ballistic from 3. 10 for 13 from deep, scoring 30 points, making him only the 3rd guy in the history of the NBA to score 30 or more points on only 3-pointers. Quietly having a nice season, Sam Hauser. He's averaging 8-3-1, 42% from 3, quietly on 21 minutes per game. That is outstanding value off the bench for a team that's not really that deep. He is the kind of player who can turn it on, folks, in a performance like this in the playoffs just when they need it most. Moving on. So Pistons, you know, we make fun of them a lot. And like for good reason. They find ways to lose more games and they keep doing it. So here we go. Tied 101-101 with the Heat. The Pistons had the ball with the shot clock turned off. So, I mean, there's just a million ways you can win this game, right? Like, worst case scenario, go to overtime. If you're surprised by what happened, you have not been paying attention to what the Pistons have been doing. What they've been putting together this season, right? Whatever this concoction is, they've been cooking it up. Evan Fournier, came down with the rebound with 23 seconds left in the tie game. Cade Cunningham got the ball at the top right of the key, paused, looked for some ISO action with about 14 seconds left. Tween, then takes a contested 3 with 9 seconds left. 9 seconds left? Cade! No, baby! What you doing? What the fuck? So then Miami, of course, like in Miami fashion, gets the rebound, 6 seconds left, pushes it up the court, finds Bam Adebayo sitting unguarded at the top of the key like his name is Camilo Cardoza, and he goes wet from deep for the last second win. He's made threes in two consecutive games twice in his fucking career. Literally, Camilo Cardoza from South Carolina. I have no idea what Cade was thinking. Monty, time out. This could only happen to Monty Williams in the circus that we call the Detroit Pistons. And boy, oh boy, do we just find ways, more ways to talk about them when really we do not want to. So let's move on. So someone posted this on Reddit, a fascinating list taken from the NBA.com advanced statistics. Who do you think the slowest average movement speed on defense is in the NBA this year? In other words, who is the slowest footed defender in the league? Who is this list? Some of it might surprise you and some of it may not. Look at this list. Number one is Luka Doncic at 3.23 miles per hour. LeBron James at 3.33 miles per hour. He's 40. Joel Embiid sitting in the paint, chilling, 3.35 miles per hour. Jason Tatum, 3.36 miles per hour. Chris Paul, 3.36 miles per hour. James Harden, 3.37 miles per hour. DeMar DeRozan at 3.42. Nikola Jokic at 3.44. KD at 3.45. And Donovan Mitchell at 3.47. So I tried to look up the animal equivalent of these speeds. Told me the site wasn't secure. I don't know what that means. But what is readily available is the walking speed of an average man, which is 3.3 miles per hour, and that is actually faster than Luka Doncic plays defense. Think about that. Like, the guy that you see with the fanny pack and his kids and the camera around his neck and the khaki shorts with the cargo pockets, that guy strolling between the Epcot Center and Splash Mountain in the 112-degree scorching heat, that guy is faster just getting to Splash Mountain than Luka is on defense. LeBron gets a pass. He's 40. He can still light it up, get quick when he needs to. Old heads on the list, they also get a pass. DeRozan, CP3, Harden, KD. We're not going to bag on them. The most shocking on this list, of course, is Jason Tatum. No excuse for him to be playing defense at 3.36 miles per hour at 25. KD, 35. Chris Paul, 38. Creaky knees. They're just like conserving energy to the best of their ability. But Tatum playing defense like a koala bear, like a sloth, who on average moves about 600 feet per day. It's like me on a Sunday when it's March Madness. That shocks me, folks. That shocks me. Step it up, Tatum. Or it's not just the lack of a clutch gene that we're going to be talking about. All right, that's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back Tuesday for an all-new episode. Check out the feed also for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly like Big East bubble teams from the NCAA tournament committee's big board. Three Big East teams. Are we kidding me? I thought it would be like 6-7. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we head down the stretch. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. All of them. Even the guy at the grocery store blocking the entire aisle with his dumbass cart. Tell him, yo, we live in a civilized society where you move to the side of the road. Let me get your phone so I can download Trista's podcast. It's all so great. She tells you to speed the fuck up. And do not forget to follow us at this Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.